Okay, I will be as quick as possible because we are running across allotted time for in here, what we had set aside. But we will have more time in the Community Life Center in the back. But this is, and Deb and I talked about this a long time ago, this is something that he had written for his funeral. And it was a good while back, and I will try to just run through the part that you've already heard real fast. Roland Glenn Bradfield, born the 25th day of August, 1931, in Olmos Community, Beek County, Texas. Son of X.C. Bradfield Sr. and Velma Coker Bradfield, Roland was preceded in death by a sister who he never knew, Vivian Irene Bradfield, and brothers Eugene, Warner, and E.H. Jr. Roland married Cynthia Perkins in 1954. And to this union was born four wonderful children, Glenda Bradfute Morrow, Roland Jr., Judy Bradfute Black, and Eugene. Roland always enjoyed Juanita Hutto as his sister, but in reality, she was his mother's sister, whom she raised. Roland also enjoyed Michelle Lusk as a daughter. But in reality, Michelle came to live with Roland and Cynthia and family when she was 16 years of age, and she has been a wonderful daughter since that day. Roland has numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they are all grand. And of all of these family members, we were a very close and loving family. So please, don't feel sad for me today, but rejoice and be exceedingly glad because I have been blessed beyond anything anyone could have expected. This day, I'm on a better journey where there is no sickness, no pain, no disappointment. The day I have been living for. We are here today to celebrate the completion of my journey here on this earth, to celebrate the completion of my book, and to share a few laughs, excerpts from my book. I wish I had copies to hand out, but I don't. Bear with me, if you will, as I read Revelations 20, 11, and 12. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it, earth and sky, fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which was the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the book. So you see, I just wrote the final chapter in my book. I've done things I'm not proud of, and I hope that they are not recorded in my book. You may say, hey, you done them, they're recorded. But 1 John 1:9 tells me, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If I could record one final entry in that book, it would be that I love each and every one of you. I hope I have told you that recently, and if I haven't, I hope you know it anyway. But please, remember, each of you are writing your book daily. Please do so carefully, prayerfully, and humbly, and never delay in telling each other, I love you, or better yet, showing your love for the other. Hey, come on and celebrate with me for passing another milestone in my eternity. I would be honored if some of you would come and share a funny story about Roland. Our armadillo cookouts, or when I took rattlesnake meat to the covered dish luncheon, or when I was a deputy marshal in Colorado and got my buddy's handcuffs on and didn't have the key to them, and I had to go drive the school bus. Please, don't feel sorry for me. Be happy for me. Please, as many of you as will, come and share a story. And that's what we're going to do over in the Community Life Center. We're going to have singing because he wanted a lot of singing, and we have a microphone over there, and we're going to tell stories and things and remembrances of Dad. He says, thanks for coming to share this celebration with my family. Now, please, everyone, join in this final song.